Chicago TV's most complete local election coverage, Decision 2018. The races, the results, the reaction. Starting at 7, vote, then watch your vote count on Chicago's very own WGN-TV.
Okay.
We'll be watching all the results come in as well.
Yes, we will. We got a lot to talk about in the 4 o'clock hour concerning all of that, including our own experiences today, which I think was pretty fascinating at the polling place.
We'll very different year.
Yeah. It had a very different feeling, which, and Mike Flannery will be here to talk about what's going on throughout the state, and also to our friends to our east and our friends to our north.
Oh.
Yeah.
Up interesting north, too.
In Wisconsin, interesting stuff in Indiana happening today as well. So we'll talk about that as well. But first, the shocking sports story of the day is the Chicago Blackhawks firing Joel Quenneville, who won, Kevin, give me that number again, how many?
That'd be 452 games with the Blackhawks.
452 games.
Three Stanley Cups.
Stanley Cups.
All right. And it was the press conference just held. You heard some of it right here on WGN. Chris Bowden was there. It was a subdued management team. You know, normally when they're talking to us, they're talking to us about some pretty great things. This, I think, is a surprise.
Yeah, and I think that tone is due to the respect that they have for the guy that they made a very tough decision on. You heard the numbers right there to go along with 3 Stanley Cups. And whereas they're excited about the potential of Jeremy Colleton, who I think, you know, as soon as they hired him and then they saw some of the things that he was doing in Rockford last year, there was an excitement about him potentially being someone they could, you know, bring in somewhere down the line when Joel's time ran out for whatever reason. This may be a little bit ahead of schedule, but
I gotta stop you there. It is a little ahead of schedule. What are you alluding to there?
Well, he only has a year and 12 games of coaching here in North America. He's 33 years old.
Oh, for Colleton. Okay. I thought you were talking about the firing of Joel Quenneville. All right.
No, but even that happening ahead of schedule too. I think they wanted to, you know, John was asked, what's the difference between last April when you called us with a week to go before the end of the regular season and said both guys are coming back, and now 15 games into this season, especially after starting 6-2-2, and basically you just had a bad week because when you think about it, going into the game 2 Saturdays ago, they had a 6-2-2 record. Everyone was kind of optimistic and, you know, thinking, hey, you know, they're bouncing back here. But then the 0-4-1 in the next 5 games don't look very good at all on that Western Canadian trip. And all of a sudden, you look up and you're chasing the standings once again. So,
I think, as well as I do,
this has been a very aggressive management team. And right. They thought now is the time to pull the trigger.
There was no question in April of last year when they didn't make the playoffs. You know, there was that meeting. Stan Bowman had that meeting that was reported on in a lot of different ways. You know, sort of like, oh, he was reading the Riot Act. He was telling him they were going to go. Rocky supposedly had said some things about, you know, he's not going to be patient at all this year. We expected if they didn't get off to a hot start that by December, which obviously there's a couple weeks ahead of that, but by December there would be some changes. I think it's the most interesting piece is that Quenneville, it's hard to, and you know that you've seen this in the NHL before with other like Hitchcock and other like, you know, the Hockey Hall of Fame coaches.
Mm-hmm.
Stan's dad, right? I mean, you know, they could go as long, you know, executives that have had incredibly great success, but they still get moved on. And this reminds me so much of, you know, whether it's Mike Ditka or Lovie Smith. I mean, Ditka was going through a really bad period with the Bears, but he was still Mike Ditka, you know, and this is Joel Quenneville. I think for a lot of fans, this is not going to set well.
Well, you think about what the thrills he brought to the city with 3 Stanley Cups in such a short period of time. It was just, I mean, he's so respected in this town.
And by the players, too. Chris, what was the reaction from the players today? Because you're bringing in a 33-year-old coach who some of them know, including Brent Seabrook, but those players really respected and liked playing for Joel Quenneville. What was the feeling and reaction you got from the players today following practice?
Obviously that was subdued as well, and the guys for the most part were taking ownership. But by the same token, you have obviously, those guys who have won cups with Joel have that respect, and even guys who have come in since then and haven't experienced that highest of highs on the rink. But from that standpoint, too, that's going to be the most interesting thing here to watch. They all say they're just going to have to follow the system, the new things that they're going to try and bring into the game that Colleton's going to try to teach here. But how those veterans are going to react to, you know, there's four guys on this roster older than Jeremy Colleton. Four guys older. He's 3 months older than Brent Seabrook, so that's right in the neighborhood there. And how that voice lends itself to some of these guys who have, you know, accomplished everything you possibly can is going to be the interesting thing to watch. Now,
so
usually,
the reaction here was, I'm sorry, we're tight on time here because of the length of the press conference, but the reaction you saw was, this is not a rebuild. It was I think the quote of the whole thing is that John McDonough, it's a re-win.
Remodel.
Yeah, it's a remodel and a re-win. What does that effectively mean for this organization, Chris Bowden?
Well, lots of times when new coaches are brought in, whether it's an experienced guy or a young guy, you usually see some type of bump in a team's play. Sometimes it lasts throughout the rest of the season. Sometimes it may last a few weeks or a couple months. That's the thing that's going to be interesting to find out, and how these guys are able to react to, you know, a young coach who has that little amount of experience in North America. But, you know, the other part of this argument is, you know, was it Joel's coaching where it was his voice being lost after 10 years on some of the guys in that room, or is it a matter of whether he was given enough of a roster to work with this season in order to be successful? The early signs were potentially yes, but we also saw signs even when they were 6-2-2 in their play that, you know, there could be danger ahead here. They experienced that here over the last week or so, and they just feel now is the time, management feeling now is the time where they can't do a whole lot with this roster right now as it is. So if they're going to salvage this season and hopefully establish themselves with their coach moving forward, now is the time to do this.
I'd hate to see him land somewhere else in the West. I would hate to see him multiple times this season.
He very well may. The latest he's going to be out of work is the summer or the second week of April when a team fires a coach and then brings him in. But he could be at work a lot sooner than that.
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Chris Bowden.
Thank you, Chris.
Our Blackhawks insider right there. All right, let's check in now. Judy, what's coming up at the top of the hour?
Well, a pretty problem-free election so far, although several precincts in Chicago will stay open later.